Parshas Kisetze, we find the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, and it's followed immediately by the parsha Kisivne Bayis Chadosh, and a mitzvah of making a marker. And Rashi brings down from the Meresh Tanchuma, Im Kiyamto Mitzvah Shiluach HaKen, a person does one mitzvah, then mitzvah Geireres Mitzvah. Soivcha Livnois Bayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable you to build a house, Utekaye mitzvahs marker, and then you will be able to do the mitzvah of marker. And when you do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a kerem, and you will have mitzvahs in the kerem. And the same goes for a field and clothing. And that's why the parshiyos follow one after the other. We would have understood that the schar of Shiluach HaKam is the nice house, and the schar of marker is the vineyard and the parnosa. But Rashi tells us now otherwise. The schar of Shiluach HaKan is the opportunity to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of makeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a house because the house serves to facilitate an ability to do the mitzvah of makeh. The same goes in the kerem. The kerem intrinsically is not the schar of the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is a mitzvah. Opportunities to do mitzvahs, those are the most precious things. All the gashmus that comes along the way is all only there to serve the mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Ovos, Sheino shel shachris, a person sleeps in the morning, he gets up and he goes back to sleep. Mitzien es ha'odom min ha'olam. This is a death sentence. It says Rabbeinu Yonah, he deserves such a terrible oinish for sleeping in the morning. It says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, it's not an oinish, this Mishnah. This Mishnah means as follows. A fellow slept in the night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke him up in the morning with fresh koichas and a clear mind and physical ability. And all this is given to him to utilize for Avodas Hashem. Whichever way his Avodas Hashem is, he's to utilize the opportunities given to him. And what does he do? He goes back to bed, he rolls into bed. He doesn't realize, he doesn't maximize the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to him. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this person doesn't belong in this world. Mitzien es ha'adam in ha'olam. This is a world where when you're given an opportunity, you've got to use it. If you don't use opportunities, if you don't understand that a house is an opportunity for a mitzvah of marker, and a kerem is a mitzvah for further mitzvahs, is an opportunity for further mitzvahs, then you don't belong in this world. The Mishnah says, the Gemara tells us, "Hama'aneg es haShabbos," somebody who spends money to cover the Shabbos, noisnim lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back, nachalo b'li metzorim, gives him endless parnosa. Says the Beis Yosef, this doesn't mean that when you do a mitzvah of ruchnias, he's ma'aneg es haShabbos, he gets a physical schar of nachalo b'li metzorim. To the contrary, says the Beis Yosef, the Nachalo B'li Metzorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him further money, is further opportunities to be utilized for further Kvoid Shabbos and for further mitzvahs. That's why he gets his Scha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many opportunities for mitzvahs. We've got to use them, each and every one of them. We say on Rosh Hashanah davening, Adam, each and every one of us, Yesoidoi Me'ofa, the original Adam Rishon was created from earth, V'soifoi Le'ofar, and eventually a person goes back, Soifoi Le'ofar, and it's well known that the Chiddush Arim, when he would say this part of the davening on Rosh Hashanah, would shed endless tears, he was crying away, and his children asked him, what's the big Gevein, why so many tears for the Yesoide Me'ofa V'Soifa Le'ofa? Says the Chiddush Arim that we missed the point. The point is that we had the opportunity to change earth into gold. Yesoide Me'ofa, and we were able to create gold, and we didn't use the opportunity, and what happened? V'Soifa Le'ofa, nothing came of all the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, writes in Das Chochma Musa that in those days in the Mir and in many other towns and villages, the water was contaminated and made people sick throughout the year. And if you could afford it and you had seichel, in the summer you would go to one of the spas with natural springs, and the more you drank of the healthy water in the spring town, the healthier you were throughout the year. And Rabbi Rucham was no different than everybody else, and he also went on the train to Carlsbad. When he came back to the Elul Zaman, in the new Zaman in the Mir Yeshiva, he related a conversation that he overheard on the train. Sitting on the train, near him were two goyim. The first one says to the second, "What are you doing when you arrive in Carlsbad?" And he says, "Well, first I'm going to go around the different hotels in town and decide which is the most comfortable hotel. And what are you going to do after that? Then I go around the restaurants in town, decide where I'm going to eat supper tonight. What are you going to do after that? Well, when I've sorted it all out, then I'm going to go to the springs of Carlsbad and imbibe from the healthy springs." And the goy number two says to number one, "And what are you going to do when you arrive in Carlsbad?" And he says, "I'm not going to go to the hotels. I'm not going to go to the restaurants. I'm going to make a beeline straight for the healthy spa and drink as much as I can. Because to sleep comfortably in hotels and to drink, eat in nice restaurants, that I can do back home. The tachlis of coming here is to fortify myself, to drink from the healthy water in Carlsbad, and in that way remain healthy the whole year. So the more time that I spend drinking, the healthier I'm going to be." Said Rabbi Rucham in his shmooze in the Mir Yeshiva, same is true for each and every one of us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities. Every day is an opportunity. Every tefillah is an opportunity. Every penny that we make is an opportunity. We must make sure not to waste opportunities with looking at hotels and restaurants, but rather imbibe from the great water which fortifies us and enables us to do Avodas Hashem. The Pasuk, very famously, Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give over the building of the Mishkan to Bezalel. And the Pasuk introduces Bezalel in the following way: "Re'eh, see, Karosi, I have called B'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor Lamata Yehuda. See that I have called on Bezalel. V'amale oisoi, I have endowed him with the koiches that he needs to be able to build a Mishkan." And the Mefarshim ask Akasha, this posuk gives the impression that there's been a previous conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bezalel. Re'eh, look. Look somewhere, Karasi, I have already spoken to Bezalel. He knows the job he needs to do to build a Mishkan. When in fact you turn back and there's no mention of Bezalel anywhere, this is the first time that Bezalel arrives on the world stage. And this is the way he's introduced. Re'ei, look, Karasi, I have called. How do we understand this pasuk? Says Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha in Dorash Moshe, very beautiful pshat. Bezalel, from the day that he was born, was endowed with the understanding to be able to erect beautiful structures and to fashion incredible kelim. He was given koiches by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Moshe, every person is given koiches. And if you're given koiches, they must be utilized. They were given to be used for Avodas Hashem. Every kishron, every ability that a person has, every capability that a person has, is to be harnessed for Avodas Hashem. It was given in the first place for Avodas Hashem. Says Rav Moshe, Re'ei, take a look at Bezalel and see the koiches that he has. I didn't give him those koiches to be able to make nice sculptures in his own home. The fact that you see that Bezalel has these heaven-sent koiches, Karosi, this in itself is a calling. B'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor Lamata Yehuda. Each and every one of us looks in the mirror and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us koiches. Some of us have time and others have koiches and others have money and others have health, but everything that we are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karosi, it's a calling, it's an opportunity. Use it for avodas Hashem. If you have a bias, it was given to you to do the mitzvah of makah. If you have a kerem, it was given to you to do mitzvahs with your vineyard. This is the way a person is to look at life. If this is the way we go through life, then we will understand mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Every opportunity in life is given to us in order to use for avodas Hashem. And this way we should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to aksiva v'chasima toivah.